All right, we'll go to wide receiver. Who do you want to start with?
Going to go numerically, and that would start with number zero, Jakai Douglas.
He's not going anywhere.
I wouldn't think so, but you could see where an offense would say, we're missing just a speed guy who can either help lift a lid or give concerns over the slot, because we're kind of loaded at that position.
When he came back, though, they used him. When he came back from injury, they used him a lot. So he got enough touches. I usually worry about the guys that just aren't getting touches.
Fair enough. But they used him in a different way, a more standard kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was, you know, more of the isolated in a matchup once a game, try a shot over the top.
Yeah.
If you think about it, there were quite a few plays when Jakai Douglas came back that Jordan's rolling out and he's just hitting him over the middle for 10 yards or something.
He always seemed to be the safety valve when Jordan was scrambling and kind of off script. That was interesting. Yeah, he was a big off script player for us. Winston Wright's number one, if memory serves. So he's not going anywhere. Obviously,
he's already transferred.
Micah Pittman is next at number four.
I don't think there's any. Yeah, he again isn't somebody who transferred once already.
Yeah, when you get guys who've already transferred, that goes for the next one. Lakewood High School's own baby, Deuce Spann. That's my guy. He's a Spartan. He's not going anywhere. Also, he transferred in from Illinois.
I was going to say, are you clutching to the idea of Deuce Spann here?
Or? Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player.
Okay.
You got to remember, Deuce, again, has not played a lot of receiver. Sophomore, right? So he's got time. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be a redshirt junior.
Yeah. He'll be fine. Keyshawn is gone, right? And he done, yeah?
Yep.
Malik McLean.
Boy, now this would have been a different answer on October 1st than it is now on December 1st.
Yeah.
This is a guy you want to keep. This is most certainly a guy you would effort to keep. He has shown flashes, and he already was a good blocker.
Because he's big. He's 6'4", 2", whatever. So, yeah, he's a big – yeah, we've got several big receivers that actually embrace blocking. So, I don't think Malik's going anywhere. He got touches. Johnny Wilson's obviously not going anywhere. Darian Williamson.
That's an interesting one because he came in out of nowhere, led the team in receiving against Boston College, He got hurt. I don't know. You know, of all these guys we named, there might be one that says, look at this depth chart. Darion might be that guy. And Deuce would have to ask permission, I guess. Malik. Somebody might look at Malik and say that you could be a one for us based upon potential.
Malik is a guy, though, that, I mean, he played a lot. Again, you're talking about guys that are getting a ton of looks. I it's more the guys that aren't getting looks. Like, I don't know. Would you worry about? Well, no. Kentron got looks
Towards the end of the year.
He got looks.
He got better and better.
I don't think we're losing any of these receivers. I don't think we are.
But if you're bringing in three receivers, one of which is Hakeem Williams, I mean, there's only one football. That's the hard part here. This is a huge room.
Maybe Darian would decide to ride. If you had to place a bet on the group, now I'm not talking about certain other guys. Hey, by the way, Lake Nona's own Carson Pilock. He's a freshman wide receiver. Lake Nona.
There you go. Now we know.
Yeah. I don't know, buddy.
Let me add Josh Burrell to the list because he was moved to running back. We would expect that could be a candidate.
I would put him high on the list of people that need to take it on down the road.
It's unfortunate because there's potential there to be an H-back, but I just don't think that he wants to be an H-back. I'm just talking about size,
he's
frame.
He's huge.
Yes, he is.
He's huge. Yeah. Yeah, Burrell would be a candidate to leave. He's not going to play a lot here. So
I guess my highest concern would be one of the two.
Darian Williamson and who?
No, I mean, they can function without Darian. We know that.
Oh, I know.
There's plenty of evidence.
We're just voting on guys we think could leave.
My worry would be between Malik and Kentron, one of those two.
That's fair. I think that Kentron would be more likely to leave. Now, that's not.
We're not trying to facilitate
this.
It's such a crowded room.
Yeah. But, you know, Kentron saw the ball at the end of the year. He also is responsible for one of the great catches of the season.
Yep. So is Malik. Remember the throw behind him?
Yeah, the throw behind him was, that's right. That was a great catch.
It was good call. Unreal.
That was a great catch. The Kentron catch on the sideline is insane.
Yes. Yeah.
I watched that over and over again. Like, damn, where'd that come from?
And also Malik's play. The deep post against Florida second half. That's a huge momentum. I mean, it continues the momentum.
Yeah, big play. Well, all right. we feel better about this room in a weird way. I mean, like yesterday.
Oh, they're loaded now.
But yesterday, though, I felt sure when we were going through the positions that we might lose two running backs.
Correct.
Like, I know you got scared when I brought up Rodney Hill, but, you know, like C.J. Campbell or one of the other guys, Trayshawn Ward certainly could leave.
Yeah, I'm worried about Ja'Kai as well. It's just, you think about slot, outside, you know, there are two types of outside, and Johnny is at the same place that McClain is in terms of where they line up. Mm-hmm. Kentron and can be on the other with Pittman. But then over the middle, you've got Wright and then Ja'Kai. I mean, and you could line up Pittman, obviously, in the slot, too.
Winston did this at a high level in the Power Five. So when he comes in.
Right.
And yeah, you're right.
There's, and Deuce, if he wasn't a transfer, I'd be worrying about him. But because he's a previous transfer, what are you going
to
do?
Well, listen, he just this year made the decision to truly embrace being a receiver.
Yeah.
He was still thinking he was a quarterback when he went to Illinois. And they convinced him to play some receiver. And, you know what, he caught two passes. But he's making the transformation just because he is a freakishly gifted athlete, and his body type is perfect. I mean, he's an NFL body.
This is also where I think, you know, the spring window would come into play. See, if I'm Ja'Kai, for example, I'll take it to spring and see if I can still outperform Winston Wright, who's recovering, Deuce Spann, who is a raw product. And if you win it out then don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Jordan likes you. He likes to go to you as a safety blanket, oddly enough, even though you're one of the smaller guys in the roster. But this could be something that I would think continues past spring ball. And whoever wins those battles, maybe that's where the shuffling happens.
Good room, healthy locker room in general, big turnaround for Ron Dugans. It had us all probably smiling ear to ear midway through the season, because it was evident by then your receivers had gotten a lot better. Jordan had options to throw to finally. That elevated his ability to play the position greatly. And then, of course, Ron was a guy that was basically on the cusp of being fired. I mean, they pretty much tried to replace him, but Mike didn't have stability as a head coach at the time, so nobody was going to take Mike up on his offer, allegedly. And now you're not doing anything because Ron's done a good job. He's got some kids, and they played well.
Yeah, now it's you get to, because the room is full, you get to enforce the details of the game. You brought it up earlier. It's a great thing. It's a bonus that both Johnny Wilson and Micah Pittman from California want to get physical on the edge.
Just laugh at Ryan's comment.
But Ja'Kai's got to get better at blocking, because they've actually put him in some situations to block, which I think is interesting from a play call standpoint. And so does Deuce. Deuce has to get a hell of a lot better at that. You want to see the field, Mr. Spann?
Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple of years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point of sale system, or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant.
Go back to the first hour. What's the path for you to see the field, young man? Here's our game plan. This is how we're going to get there. You need to do this, this, and this. I bet you they are desperately trying to teach him what this, this, and this is, because there's no way, after just getting glimpses of what he can do in practice, a couple times in games even this year, that you wouldn't want him out there? Who looks like that? Who runs like that with that? I mean, he is an NFL caliber athlete at receiver. So you, if you can polish and get him to be refined as a route runner and consistent catching the ball, then you want him on the field. He's one of your best athletes.
And if he doesn't want to,
we're loaded. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have. That was probably the most shocking. You know, at the beginning of every year, I say before the season starts, just so we can kind of wrap our mind around it, I always say, look, what do we know about college football? Let's just zero in on the ACC. What happens every year? A team you thought was going to be good ends up stinking. This year, that was Miami. They suck. And
Virginia.
Oh, well, lost their OC, and there you go. Anyhow, so, yeah, Virginia stinks and Miami stinks. There you go. But also every year there's a team that's bad that ends up being pretty good. You're like, well, how'd that happen? Duke. Elko did an incredible job. Duke's pretty good. I mean, with 8 wins? I mean, that's crazy. So
Florida State, second highest in the polls.
Awesome.
In the ACC. That would not have been voted. It was not voted on.
It was not voted. Charlotte. That's correct. Yeah. So good news there. It's true of players. When we do this, you think about there's no way we thought this room was going to be the receivers room. Would be this good. Or, I mean, they're not great. I don't want to make this sound like we have the best receiving core in the ACC, because we don't. But are they pretty good? Yeah, they're pretty good.
Well, and they have a lot of variety. You know, it's not a whole bunch of possession receivers, not a whole bunch of slot receivers. You've got real variety here. They can play all different positions, and at each position, you've got answers. You want a red zone threat who's a little bit taller? We've got 2 or 3 of those. You want a slot guy who's quick? Got a couple of those. You need a blocker? Got several of those.
Mm-hmm.
Just any way you want to slice it up. It's like the variety you find at an ABC Fine Wine and Spirits in the state of Florida.
Well done, sir. I knew you'd get it in there.
Spirits everywhere.
And wine with chocolates, according to you.
Well, it's in a gift basket.
Oh, there it is.
One-stop shop for the holidays.
Can ABC tell, I don't know, half these tight ends that they're wanted elsewhere? Like, we can get ABC to get guys. Thanks for coming in and getting some wine. Jimmy, I think you need to take it on down the road to Arkansas or wherever.
It's like that $10 bottle of pop-off. Hey, man, gets you through undergrad, though.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know. Here's hoping Jarrell Powers it turns into a player. And Brian Courtney is dominating at linebacker next year. I'm calling it. When it happens, you're going to be like, damn, Cameron was all over that.
Who knew? Wasn't physical enough to block, was physical enough to tackle in space.
Plenty of tight ends can tackle at 235 pounds. Linebackers can tackle at 235 pounds. We see it all the time. Doesn't mean they can block somebody. Just means that they can tackle.
Man, it's harder to catch the ball and score touchdowns. I would like to keep him there because he's good at that.
Well, I mean, we think.
He's good at catching the football. Well, offense is going to put him in a position where he can go score touchdowns.
But maybe you just have to move him to linebacker because you transfer portaled this thing and got you a real starter at tight end. He's already done it in the Power 5, and here he comes. Brian, we're going to have to move you to linebacker. I think that talk show host in the afternoons is right on. He's going to kick. You're going to kick ass there.
I hadn't thought about it until I was driving home one day.
I was listening to Jeff, and he believes in you.
I must have been 2:15 on a Wednesday.
And I thought, damn, he's right. He's right. What have I been thinking? He's just wasting away over here on the bench. He could be out here tackling folks. We need linebackers. You're welcome, Mike. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.